You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, this is John and Gordy in the morning, back again from a long three-day weekend. There is a song that we normally play, you play.
A holiday song? What are you talking about?
Holiday song?
Like a three-day weekend
It's a Monday kind of Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
That comes after a three-day weekend.
Right.
And we're going to play that all day long. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, we don't get many of these.
Well, we actually have 4 days.
Well, yeah, but we planned that.
Okay.
If you could just, you know, hit that up. I want to play that at least three or four times this show.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's a special song. You know, it never gets
only
played.
You can only play it every once in a while.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Dom is now searching through the files.
Well, he doesn't have to play it now, but, you know, maybe, you know, yeah, next break or two. All right. There
okay.
it is.
Okay. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah. It's amazing. A short week. I mean, it's going to be a long one because we've got a lot of stuff planned.
Yeah, we do.
In the not-too-distant future, we're going to a Brewer game this weekend on Thursday.
That's right.
Right?
The Phillies are playing the Brewers. Phillies beat them last night.
Yeah. It doesn't look good, you know?
We'll be there Thursday with our winners that we gave away tickets in the last couple of weeks. So that'll
what
be
else
fun.
Is coming up? You're the guy who scheduled all
today,
this stuff.
Today's back to school day for Madison schools and many schools across Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, watch out for those kids out there. You know, be careful.
Kids.
When you're out driving around, you know, they're getting ready for school. They're not thinking about traffic. They just want to jump on the bus or get in the school and have a good first day. It should be nice today, 52 degrees currently, highs in the mid-70s. Yeah, later in the week, we've got the Brewer game on Thursday. And then on Saturday is our Listener Appreciation Festival party. That's going to be happening at Downdrin's Distilling.
Yeah, great
we went out there a few days ago.
We did.
Checked it out. Quite the place.
It is a beautiful place.
It's going to be a fun,
so cool.
Fun time. Yeah. Dom, you went to the Dells over the weekend with your entire family. How did that go?
I did. It went pretty well. I would say I got burned so badly.
Really?
It hurts just to kind of walk and put my backpack on. Yeah.
No sunscreen, huh?
No.
No, I kind of
really. You didn't bring
sunscreen
they weren't
at all.
Selling it.
No.
They sell it there.
Even if they did, I wouldn't have taken it. I like to go no sunscreen.
Rough
sometimes.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, yep. Okay.
That'll come back to haunt you.
But no, it was fun. I went on Noah's Ark. You know, Noah's Ark was it's a really nice place.
Been there for
and,
many years. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Pirate's Cove as well. The mini golf place. That was really fun too.
High up on the hill.
High up on the hill. Correct.
Yeah. How did you do in the mini golf tournament?
I got last.
Last?
I got last.
He was just enjoying the experience, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
So this was you and your family. Who was in the family?
It was all my mother, my father, you know, both of my siblings, and then, you know, my girlfriend.
Well,
and
what did they wear? Could you tell us that, too?
Both of your siblings. You've got a brother and a sister?
I do have a brother and a sister, yes. Okay. Yes, I do have a brother and a sister. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. I haven't seen them in a while, so...
Good.
Look, I'm just going to sit back here and listen to you guys ramble.
That's all right. What did you do for the holiday weekend, John Peterson?
Well, no one really wants to know.
Okay, right? Good.
Okay.
Back to you, Dom. What?
Well, Pirates Cove.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
Pirates Cove. Oh, God, mini golf. Help me, please. Just golf in general. Help me. Help me, please.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
A little great. Bit.
No
little
go-karting? No go-karting at all, huh?
No, we went go-kart. I don't know why we didn't do it, because you guys were telling me.
The fastest go-kart in the world is there.
Yeah, I
should have
went.
A couple of them, actually.
Yeah. I should have went. Instead, we did mini-golfing. I don't know. I got to talk to my parents about that.
Mini-golf. That and Noah's Ark. You didn't do anything else?
Nothing else.
Did you walk down? Did you go downtown at all?
We did walk downtown, but we didn't go into any stores. We just walked.
Go up and down the strip, Emil's.
Okay. What is that that crazy store? It sells everything. It's like mid-50s stuff.
I don't know.
Oh, brother. there's some kind of weird store that you walk in and it's just loud music from a time gone by.
Right.
I can't remember what it's called.
Is it downtown or on the strip?
I think it's downtown, yeah, around the corner. I remember driving past it on our way to Chula Vista.
Okay. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's so many weird stores downtown Dells, you know.
Oh, I know.
Talk
a lot of souvenir shops, t-shirt shops.
Yeah.
You know,
down there,
fudge. You get fudge.
I remember taking the kids down there, and they had these trolls, these gigantic, bigger than life trolls in these stores. Mm. It was on display. I don't know whether that was just a display for that particular time, a celebration of trolls.
Yeah, I don't know about that. A little bit later on.
Nothing ever leaves the Dells.
That's true.
It just stays there forever.
Yeah. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa.
Yeah.
Find out what you can do with your pet this time of year. You know, a lot of pets have allergies. It's not really on my radar, but apparently Liz is going to tell us a little bit about that today. All right. And then Lisa Bernard will be here from the Dane County Humane Society and find out how they did with their big adoption getaway or giveaway thing that they had recently. And they still have pets to adopt, of course. We'll be focused on a few of those. And, that's all I got on my list.
All right, well, that's great. Yeah.
Well, Gordy, what did you do? What did you do for this
four-day
weekend?
Well, I spent a little
weekend.
Time up in Baraboo. I was visiting with some friends there and went out and got some water at Rock Springs. That I always do that every about 3 weeks.
Oh, I was going to say, how often do you do that?
Yeah, about every 3 weeks. Thank you for reading my mind. And that's about all I did. I did some work around the house. I have not yet attempted to work on the gazebo. Still needs repair. So that's about my week. Well, yeah, I didn't do much.
Why don't you just pack it away?
Well, I'm going to.
Just pack the damn gazebo
because I still like to go
away.
Out and sit there, you know, because it's still decent weather to sit in the gazebo. I have a little fire out there, a little fire pit.
Do you have a fire pit out there? I didn't
know
that. Oh, wait.
Well, you should I'm thinking back.
Yeah. Last time I was there, let me see, 3 years ago, I think it was.
No, I've only lived there 2 years, but yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's all on my list. Coming up.
That was a good list.
What did you do, John? You really haven't said what you did. Did you have a barbecue?
I fixed things up around the house.
Yeah.
I got new speakers. I installed my new speakers in the living room.
How do they sound?
They sound pretty much like the old speakers. A little disappointed in that. I guess I bought well the first time. But you never know. You got to keep trying.
What did you do with the old speakers?
I packed them away in a container and probably give them away to my kids.
Yeah.
My one son did take up my old amplifier. Now, they don't really get into the sound thing, you know, so they don't really need amplifiers and connect all their equipment to it. They don't have equipment. They really don't care. You know, they're on their computers. That's where the equipment goes.
Okay.
So he has adopted one of my amplifiers, a receiver, and now he can hook up those speakers if he wants to. We'll see what happens, but
I
doubt
music.
It. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not like they play a lot of music on a receiver.
I guess they don't. <You know? laughs> Yeah, they don't tune in.
Wow.
Different radio stations.
No, they really don't do that. No.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
It's hard enough anyway. You're at our home. For some reason, I live just on the side of a hill that used to be a quarry.
Right.
And I can't get any radio signals at all. It was perfect for me because, you know, I'm trying to get radio stations because I was working in radio at the time. Right. Could not get any radio stations. I even put an antenna up just to help.
Now you can't get any radio
stations? A long time ago, I don't have that antenna anymore.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't do that anymore because, well, no one does that anymore, really. You know, everybody's listening on their apps normally.
Yeah.
But in their car, it's easier just to tune it in on the dial.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Dom, do you have a...
Is there anything you'd like to interrupt us with?
Yes, from the long weekend.
Do you have a would you rather lined up for today, Tuesday?
I always do.
Can't wait. Okay.
I always do.
Here we go.
Here we do it. Let's do it.
Strap in.
All right.
Oh. Here we go.
Would you rather? All right, here we go. Would you rather be an outlaw of the Wild West or be a pirate during the golden age of piracy?
I'd go with the first one.
You want to be an outlaw?
Wild West, yeah.
Yeah, why?
Outlaw in the Wild West, because I get seasick easy if I'm out there for too long. I don't want to be a pirate.
I think I would do. I'd be a Wild West.
Too many what-ifs being a pirate, you know?
Yeah.
There are some pirates that freed the slaves, some pirates that encouraged the slavery.
Mm.
I don't know. I would never want to be a part of that, although we watched part of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Did you?
A great great series of movies, just incredible. Yeah. Mm. All the way up to number three. After number three, don't watch any of them.
Okay.
It'll sour you on Pirates of the Caribbean. So
I didn't know they made more than three.
They did. I think they had two after that.
Wow.
Might be three, but you know, just my advice is just don't watch either of those.
Okay.
They're awful.
Second question, Dom.
Second question. Would you rather have a stingray with transparent... This is just as a pet, right? Would you rather have a stingray with transparent skin or a white fur deer? I've never even heard of those, but it sounds cool.
White fur deer.
Both sound cool.
Yeah, well, no.
They're very rare.
The white deer is very rare. And we're always reading articles about some hunter killing one of them.
Right.
But...
Yeah, I'd go with the deer.
Yeah, I'd go with that, too.
Yeah, yeah, I think I'd go with that, too. You guys really persuade me here.
That was easy.
How would you keep a stingray anyway?
Stingray, well,
you'd have to get a giant pool.
A giant room full of water. Mm. Or, you know, your underground swimming pool, you'd probably have to spend a lot of money on that stingray.
Haven't we read stories about individuals stung by the stingray and were killed because the stingray stung them in the heart?
Right.
Steve,
what's his name? Oh, the, you know.
Cochran?
Nope.
Oh, no. Okay.
Cochran.
He went for wild animals.
Yes, the wild animal guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up here.
I mean, ever since that happened.
Steve Irwin.
I've never been a big fan of stingrays at that point. They always seemed really cool, inoffensive. All of a sudden, when they want to strike out at you, they kill you by stinging you through the heart.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to Steve Irwin. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. What a way to go. And he's just taking a break from his TV show and just went out and was paddling around out in the water a little bit and got it.
Wow.
Got it from the stingray.
Yeah. Not
sad.
Good.
Very sad. Okay. Well, we're just getting going on this Tuesday morning.
We are.
Knocking the rust off a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way.
Yeah, we were off for a long time. Okay. Coming up right around the corner. Yeah. Will we check in with Pam Yonke today?
Are we going to check?
I don't think so.
Is she going to be here with
Tuesday?
Us?
No.
It's Tuesday,
no.
So Tuesday. She wouldn't
She's
be here.
She's not going to be here.
That's right. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Coming back with more of John and Gordy for this Back to School Tuesday on WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Death and we singing the blues day all day long.
It is. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gorney in the morning with Dom, our engineer.
Mm-hmm. Broadcasting from downtown Madison, State Street is looking just fine this morning. Yeah. I'm not sure what time sunrise is sunset, John.
I'll tell
you. Maybe you could check your WMDX Samsung watch.
Now, don't ramble, because right now, this very minute, is sunset. Sunrise.
Sunrise.
Wow. Yeah. Right now. Right now. 23.
Okay.
And 7:29 tonight, sunset.
Okay. Good to know. All right.
Glad you asked.
Yeah. Coming up in about a half hour, Lisa Bernard will be here from the Dane County Humane Society. And in our 7 o'clock hour, Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa.
Yeah, we're going to get into, talking about the War Department.
Oh, that's what it's called,
Department
now, right?
Of Defense. Yeah. We're going to war now with everybody. That's why we're changing the name from defense to war.
Mm.
How pleasant that sounds. And, of course, the guy who wrote the book on BS, it's all spelled out, by the way, the book.
Right.
He's got a warning. And that warning came out back in 1986.
What was the warning?
And we'll be playing that in just a few moments in Idiocracy.
All right.
Yeah, it was a definite, appropriate and timely warning that we should all pay attention to. You know, anytime we mention BS, who we're talking about.
Okay.
The biggest liar in the world. Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. And of course, you know, there are copycat ICE agents out there now.
Are there?
Now, we knew this was going to happen, and that's also an Idiocracy. We knew this. We warned the administration about this because you and I, Gordy, we knew, and we noticed this, and we thought, oh, we got to tell somebody in administration, you know, do something about this. Because we're going to see, you know, copycats out there, and they're going to be threatening and probably, you know, endanger public.
Do you think the administration listened to us about our warning about copycats?
We never had a chance to warn them, so it's too late now. Yeah, I wish they had listened, but they never listened to us here on the station.
Well, I think, you know, it'd be easy to copycat somebody that doesn't identify themselves.
With a mask.
With a mask and a scarf, and, you know.
Or, yes.
Jump out of an unmarked car.
Or maybe even a police officer with a mask.
Yeah.
That kind of a tip off right there. They don't normally wear masks.
Right.
Yeah. So it's all these weird stories that I didn't get to in the last week. And we've got new stories coming up, too. So hang around for that.
Okay. Let's the phone lines are open here, 608-879-8255.
All right. You know, the thing is, I'm kind of mad because I shop at Menards.
Yeah.
And I get their 11% off sale stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little rebate form and you mail it in, right?
Sure.
Well, what they've done at Menards is they've narrowed the window for you to mail these rebates in dramatically the point where you really have to get them in right away and waste all this time putting stamps on envelopes. You know, you're spending more money on the envelopes and stamps than anything else. But anyway, they've shortened the time period, and the time period was today. You had to mail it. No, they had to mail it yesterday, the 1st. Of September, which is a holiday and no mail.
The post office is closed.
Yeah. So there you go.
What was it that you purchased?
A lot of stuff, man.
Oh, really?
Well, I got speaker wire and all that other stuff.
I see.
We've got Mark on the line from Prairie du Sec. Mark, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, Labor Fest in Madison was great.
Oh, yeah.
But going through the news, that I see that Donald Trump plans on giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
I mean, that bastion of defending our voting rights. And,
right.
And personal liberty and all that.
Yeah.
And the way these medals have been cheapened now is just beyond me. And I won't get into the whole Department of War thing that we got rid of. Is just, I don't know, it must be a Viagra for some of these Republicans to think like that, because, I mean, maybe Viagra doesn't work for them anymore. And it is just sad that...
You know, the only reason I'm going to talk about it, I think I got a clip, and I thought it's an interesting, fun clip. to listen to. So
Rudy Giuliani?
No. Trump? This is the renaming the Department of Defense Department instead. So I got a clip on that, and that's the only reason we're going to kind of rehash that old story. But you know, it's so.
All right, thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot. It's so strange, right? I mean, Giuliani, the guy who is melting hair, and he's going to be getting a medal. Mark is so right. We have cheapened every possible award because of Trump. Everything.
Well, Rudy Giuliani, you know what a. When he was America's mayor, you know, after 9/11, he was a stand-up guy. I mean, he really helped out the city come back and everything.
Boy,
turned the
wow.
other way.
Yeah.
After that,
he is. I think he's homeless now. Doesn't he have a park bench that everybody stops by now? And chats with him.
Well, he was in a serious car accident over the in the last few days.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they got rear-ended. He wasn't driving, but, the car he was in got rear-ended, and he went to the hospital for a couple of days. He's out now.
Oh, okay.
But he had, a broken vertebrae. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I know. It was a pretty serious accident.
Okay.
So we'll keep you updated on the Rudy Giuliani
doesn't
watch.
Make me like him any less. But, Giuliani is somebody that you don't want to aspire to be.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out there putting his entire reputation on the line for Trump. And you know what happens when that happens?
It's not good usually.
No, it doesn't end well.
It's
maybe it does. Now you get a Medal of Honor.
Let's check in with the Midwest Farm and Food Report.
Yes.
And then we'll be back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy for Tuesday morning. WMDX Radio in Madison, Wisconsin.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
We ask a lot of questions. We get no answers. John and Gordy in the morning.
That's it.
Dom pressing the buttons this morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Overlooking State Street. Beautiful, beautiful day coming up today.
Yeah, it should be really nice. Highs in the mid-70s right now. It's cool if you're heading out to the bus stop weather. It's cool.
Wow.
Take a jacket or a sweater. Right. You might want to, do that.
Does
it's 50s.
Charlie Shortino say that? Bus stop weather.
He does do bus stop weather, yes. Yes.
All right. I thought you just made that up on the spot.
He was not up this morning on the show.
Oh.
He's taking a few days off here and there. They've got some new weather person. Yeah. What was I saying? Anyway.
Well, it's a kitty-less year this year now.
What are you talking about?
Kitty Dunn, retiring.
Oh, yes. We didn't talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kitty Dunn decided to hang up the headphones.
Yeah.
Right.
Only gave 3 days notice. Now I would have played it up. Yeah. I would have garnered as much card and sympathy as I could. Yeah.
Right.
But she, just gave it 3 days.
Yeah. There were all kinds
and
of.
And left the show with just Jonathan now is on.
Yeah. Yeah. Flying solo. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
We worked with Kitty. In fact, we were mentioned in one of the articles. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Yeah.
Were we?
Yeah. Wisconsin State Journal. Had,
oh.
Kitty's history or career, and they mentioned us. Yeah. It was nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was a big surprise. I guess I read the article from Madison Magazine.
Okay.
And that did not mention us at all. In fact, they skipped the 2 years after Triple M became Triple M what they are today. Remember when MAD went off the air, I went over to the owners and suggested taking the WMAD format. Yes. And they thought it was a good idea, too, and they changed formats.
Yeah.
They hired us as the morning people.
Yeah.
and we had to convince management to force Kitty to be our news person.
Well, if you hadn't done that, yeah, they'd still be playing beautiful music or
exactly.
whatever they'd be playing
exactly.
elevator, whatever they were doing, adult contemporary.
Well, if we hadn't forced Kitty to be on the show,
yeah,
you know, she wanted to be a news person. She didn't want to be a part of the show.
She wanted nothing to do with us. In other
yeah,
words,
basically,
yeah. Well, anyway, good luck and congratulations to Kitty.
Yeah.
She spent 33 years there. 33 years. One station.
Well, you know, this is the editor of Madison Magazine,
yeah.
and she wrote about Kitty,
yeah.
and she missed our years. So, of course, I emailed her with a brief history.
You reminded her?
Yes, a reminder, and
well, good for you.
I doubt there'll be a no, rewrite of
they're
that.
They're not going to make a correction.
Post.
No. Oh, boy.
I know. You know, every time they have a reunion over there, they never ask us to
I know.
Be there.
Why is that?
I don't know. They wouldn't be there if it wasn't for us, but they don't care.
Maybe it's because we got fired there. They didn't cross us off the list.
We were there. Look, we were there for 8 months, whole months.
That was it. And that was enough.
They realized, they said, well, you know, we never listened to them on MAD, but we talked a lot. And right. they did not like that.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I never knew about this.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have any idiocracy or do you want to go to the... We have a phone call.
We got CJ getting up early in the morning. Help us out of here. CJ, what do you got for us?
He's got an inside track on what Trump's big announcement is today, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that he's ill and on his deathbed. What do you got for us, CJ?
Oh, good morning. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hi.
I always love your introductions for me. You know? but I wish you'd throw in WMDX's truth detector because, you know, I don't know if you did. A question is, I hope you had a good weekend.
Yes.
But did you happen to see J.D. Vance's and hear it, his speech in La Crosse last week?
I did not.
No, I missed that.
Oh. It was spectacular, gentlemen.
Mm.
You know, we got no tax on tips kicking in. Gosh,
yeah.
the waitresses yeah. and everything yeah. must be going to love that. Tax on overtime. No tax on overtime.
Well, it's just
Man,
on.
Money
it's
I
just,
wouldn't make.
It's just on the hours that you spent overtime. So if you put in 60 hours that week, you only get an exemption from taxes for the 20 dollars over the well, yeah, 20 yeah
you know,
so I mean and by the I way the guess, tax on the tax on tips stuff. Has to exceed your deductible, and most people who are getting tips aren't usually exceeding the deductible that they normally have, so they're really not getting a break on that.
Well, I was a waiter and a bartender, so yeah I maybe fudged the numbers a little.
Yeah. They all do.
You know,
they all do.
But I love hearing you gentlemen, the big announcement, you know, that I guess I would say, I love hearing the Democrats want more crime.
Yes.
You know, Washington,
yes.
D.C., record number of days without a homicide.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to send the troops to protect federal buildings so the police don't have to, and they can go out and do their job. So I can't wait till they show up in Chicago and maybe bring that Democrat-controlled city, crime-ridden city, maybe a little under control and maybe save one young man's life. Wouldn't that be a great thing?
Well, I think it'd be even better if they went to the southern states with really high crime and go in there and clean that up.
Yeah, they're only going to the Democratic cities.
Yeah, isn't
with
that
Democratic
strange?
Mayors,
isn't
that and usually most of those mayors
it kind
are
of is, isn't it? It kind of
are not
is,
white,
though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell me the cities that are run by Republicans that you know
what they really, they have high crime in their cities and they don't even know it. How do you like that?
You know.
Wow. I know. I read a story about that. Well, I didn't know our state was high in crime more so than California. Geez, I don't know. I have to rethink that. So yes, I think
let me ask you
something really important here, CJ, before we go, because this is a big question I've always had about all of this, and that you would trade having troops and Humvees and everything else traveling through your cities. You would much rather have that because crime then is reduced because there's a constant presence of troops and police everywhere. Is that a comfortable situation for you? Do you like that?
Well, no. I guess I would prefer the alternative where they actually let the police do the jobs and the judges would put people in jail for what the event that they maybe perpetrated and not reduce a charge. And the policemen on the street are very frustrated that the judges, you know, it's a very small percentage of people and reoccurring crime perpetrators that end up back on the street.
But
due to not consequences,
but aren't you
that they actually did?
You're trying to actually tell a judge what to do in his own courtroom based on his history and experience as a judge in the legal system. You're telling them to be tougher and not do certain things when in fact that's their job, isn't it?
No, I'm asking the judges to actually. The charges that the police officer said that this
perpetrator did, that's why they're there.
Actually be charged with that.
They're weighing the
crime.
They're weighing the circumstances, and they come up with a judgment. That's why they're called judges. I don't know. I don't understand this. No, they're not liberal. No, don't do this political thing. Is that an excuse so you can have conservative judges?
Yeah.
What's that?
Pardon me?
Is that an excuse to have conservative judges and get away with it by calling all the other judges
liberal,
right?
Okay, I don't care if they're liberal or conservative, but when a police officer charges a criminal,
then he must be right.
Criminal on the street, how about actually holding them to those consequences and not reducing them to a point where they're back on the street
again,
you know, doing another crime.
It's a feel,
and here we go again.
CJ, it's a feel-good thought. It's a feel-good thought for you guys out there. But, you know, I got to tell you that that doesn't work. That's why we have judges. That's why they go to courtrooms and have the hearings in order to come up with a better decision than just going by what the police officer said.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
CJ, thanks for that call.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get to renaming the Department of Defense, the War Department.
You're going to have to change all the signs again? Oh, man.
The stationery? You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
Well, the business cards?
The problem here is that this is really just, you know, in-your-face War Department. The beacon of freedom and peace tossed into the trash can of time, I guess. Trump said, we want defense. We want offense, too. He referred to the Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as his Secretary of War, saying the name had been changed as a result of this political correctness. Yes, back in 1949, political correctness ran rampant.
That's when they changed it.
Wow. Let's listen to Cut 200.
That it requires an act of Congress to rename the Defense Department to the Department of War.
We're just going to do it. I'm sure Congress will go along if we need that. I don't think we even need that. But if we need that, I'm sure Congress will go along. You know, that was the name when we won World War I. We won World War II. We won everything. And just to me seems like just a much more appropriate. The other is defense is too defensive. And we want to be defensive, but we want to be offensive, too, if we have to be. So it just sounded to me better, really like a better name. Yeah.
Defense is too defensive. Christer Knapp, a professor of history at Washington University in St. Louis, said this. The point was bureaucratic centralization to manage hard power going forward, whose primary goal was to be defensive, not war, which was understood as an aggressive act after the horrors of World War II. So we didn't want to promote war or act like we were a country who would go to war.
Right.
We acted in a defensive way by defending other countries from somebody invading their countries. And that's we were acting as a defensive.
Yes.
And now we're on the offense.
Here we go
for,
again.
For our peacetime, a peacetime president who's saying now we have a war department. It's a slight contradiction, but, you know, this is the MAGA. This is the MAGA, and this is how they think.
They just have they like to change all the signs on all the buildings. Then, you know, they take them over and get rid of the people and make it into something else. But, yeah, they want to go on the war path.
It's just strange to think of ourselves as a country of war.
Yeah.
I'm just not comfortable with that at all.
It is 6:48. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society, find out some pets that are up for adoption. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Go, go, winner, go, go. Going to a mountain, that's a mountain of fun. So let's go, go, winner, go, go. The temperature is 90, but the snow never melts.
WMDX, it's Winter A Go-Go here in the program. John and Gordy in the Morning, a beautiful Tuesday, first day of the work week.
That's right, and back to school day for most of the kids out there going back to school. Today's the day, all right? This portion of the show brought to you by Serenity Pet Spa. Give your pup the spa day they deserve. Serenity Pet Spa with three locations around Madison.
All right, we got some texts here. I just want to get to these texts before we get to the pets.
Yep.
Troy, of course, suggested when you do CJ, when you go to CJ on the phone, you're doing Idiocracy. Thank you. Now, the rest here is homework for CJ, okay?
Yep. CJ, listen up.
Would welcome redcoats. Is that true, CJ? Would you really welcome the redcoats? Soldiers, police. How about this one? CJ thinks police are the sole arbiter of crime and punishment. He should be charged with stupidity. And ask CJ about the financial cost of what he's asking for. Is it okay with all the money for troops? How about using that money for maybe helping people, reforming people?
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe
okay.
So
that there would you go. Be... That's the homework, CJ.
Okay, CJ.
Work on that and then get back to us with a long... AI written paper.
Okay. Let's get to Lisa Bernard. She is waiting patiently there at the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Lisa. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Great seeing you guys.
Yeah. How was your Labor Day holiday weekend? Do okay?
Yeah, I think it went pretty good.
Good.
So we got animals adopted, so that's wonderful.
That's always a really good thing.
Yeah. Now, how did your big adoption thing go with
clear the shelters?
Yeah, the clear the shelters. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So in one day we adopted out 80 animals.
Oh, that's excellent.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great to hear.
That's terrific.
And we did have a few who were still there, so we didn't totally clear the shelters. So we extended our promotion for one more day, which was Monday.
Okay.
And we had 13 more animals find homes.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's work on the three we have today.
Yeah. Who do you have for us today?
Yeah, let's start off with the first one. Is it a kitty cat?
You want to start with Rex? We could start with Rex.
Sure.
Sure.
So Rex is a 5-year-old, 13.5-pound orange tabby.
That's
he
beautiful.
Is so handsome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was transferred to DCHS at the end of August from an overcrowded shelter in Wisconsin. So we can try to help him find a home. So staff and volunteers are still getting to know his personality, but so far we're finding that he starts out a little shy, but then he's really sweet. He just needs a little time to adjust his new surroundings, and then he's going to show you his snuggly side. He's looking for a new home to explore, a window where he could lounge in, soak up all that sun, watch the birds outside, and family who's going to shower him with treats, of course, and lots of love, because he's sure to love you.
So how old do you think this he's about, cat is?
They think he's 5 years. Okay. 5 years old.
All right. Beautiful face. Beautiful,
I know. And gorgeous eyes matching the coat, so yeah. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
He really pulls you in.
Yes. Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, that's Rex. Now, who do we have next?
Let's stick with the R's and go with Ricky.
All Ricky. Right.
So Ricky.
Ricky the rodent.
Is,
oh, boy.
He's an adult dwarf hamster. He's, okay, he's less than a half a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he's a tiny guy. He's mostly white with some brown on his back. He came to DCHS with a number of other hamster friends in early August. And even though he's small, he's big on personality. He loves to run around on his wheel. He stuffs his cheeks with so much food. It's like, how do you fit all that? But I will warn you,
yeah,
Ricky can be cranky sometimes. Do not wake him up from his nap.
Well, what happens? He's scared.
Throws his wheel at you.
He's got personality too.
That's
know?
Cool.
He just gets a little cranky. He's like, what are you doing? And he gives you a little bat and stuff.
It's good to be cranky. Yeah. Shows independence.
Well, we all get cranky. Come on.
There you go.
Okay.
So, especially when someone wakes you up and you don't want to.
Exactly. Yes.
So, his teeth are a little bit overgrown.
Oh, really?
His new home should have some different types of wooden type toys that he can use to help file down his teeth.
Right.
So he's really cute though. Very
he
sweet.
Is cute. Very cute. Okay, one more.
Vincent.
Vincent. Oh, what's so Vincent's story?
He's a 3-year-old, approximately 50-pound gray Vizsla mix.
Wow.
He's gorgeous.
Okay. It looks like a lab, kind of a brown lab, but.
He was surrendered to us in mid-August. Mm-hmm. His family, they felt that they weren't giving him enough time because they had to travel for work a lot.
Oh.
He can be a little nervous at first, but he does like to meet people, and he gets really excited. He's friendly, playful, snuggly. He loves to curl up right next to you when it's cuddle time, mm-hmm. and he loves to play fetch. He is mm-hmm. looking to be the only pup in your life,
okay,
because he doesn't like to share.
Mm-hmm.
So
no problem with that. Yeah.
All right. Well, if folks out there are interested in Vincent or Ricky or Rex, how do they contact you, Lisa? What's the best way?
Well, they can check out our website at giveshelter.org, or they could stop at our shelter today. We open at 2 and come and meet them.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate
Thank you
being with us. That's Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society.
Adorable pets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adorable pets. Thank you, Lisa.
Didn't think I'd appreciate a hamster, but you know, if they're really angry and mad.
Well, she didn't say that. She just sometimes had a little attitude when he gets woken up, you know, not expecting that. Okay.
No.
Okay. That's it for this first hour of John and Gordy. We'll be back with more after the news right here on WMDX Madison.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.